Hello, 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 and welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. Today, I want to come with the episode and the question that I have been contemplating about, and I want you to really think about is it worth it? And a lot of times we all just kind of go through life not really thinking about the different actions that we are going to take. A lot of times you may not be mindful of the consequences of what you do and what is going to be how are you going to reap the repercussions? And when I ask, is it worth it? I want you to begin to take a self-examination of your life. Examine your life in the different areas, in the different aspects of your life. So I want you to think about your relationship. So let's say if we are talking about a relationship, this relationship may be with your spouse, this relationship may be with your children, this relationship would be with your mom, with your daughter, with whomever, but I want you to think about a relationship. And as you are thinking about this relationship, I want you to think about a time where there was conflict. And in the time where there was conflict, I want you to think about, how did you go about resolving the situation? Did you go about the situation in a place of love, or did you go about the conflict in a place of anger or resentment? And as you think about this, I want you to think about, is it worth it? Is your reaction to the conflict worth it? The way that you feel about this person now, is it worth it? The words that you may have exchanged throughout the altercation, I want you to think to yourself, is it worth it? And the reason why I want you to begin to think about, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is because so many people have so many bad relationships. So many people have bad relationships to money, bad relationships towards your dreams, bad relationship towards a loved one, bad relationships towards maybe just resentment towards people that you see on the internet. And I want you to think, is it worth it? So the next thing I want you to think about is think about the places where you spend your money. How do you spend your money? Do you spend your money on, you know, food that is not good for you? Do you spend your money on so many different things on Amazon, and then you turn around and you say, oh my gosh, why did I spend all of this money? Did you spend your money on extra clothes that you have in your closet that you really don't need, and now you are overwhelmed because you got to fold up so many clothes? You got to wash so many clothes. You have so many clothes that are in your closet and in your space and in the room, or maybe even on the floor. And before you make these purchases, I want you to ask yourself a question. Is it worth it? Is it worth me buying this blazer? Is it worth me buying these yoga pants? Is it worth me buying this expensive handbag? Is it worth it for me to actually put my energy into some of these things when I know that I could be doing something else? So my question is that $1,000 or $350 handbag, or is all of that worth it? What does that mean to you? And what is the significance of you investing in certain things? So now I want you to begin to challenge yourself in a different way, where you are more mindful of the things that you are doing. You are more mindful about your money. Is it where that instead of you spending money on clothes or shoes or even not just clothes and shoes, or even weaves, or just things that people really don't need, not to say anything negative against it, but I want you to think, is it worth it? Because by the time that you spend all of this money on something, is it where you could have invested maybe in the stock market, or you could have invested your money in maybe a cryptocurrency, or you could have invested your money into saving for your future, saving for your retirement, saving for your kids. You could have invested your money in another, maybe an educational book that will help you to get to a higher level. So when I talk about, is it worth it when it comes to your money, I want you to think about your level and your the area that you are actually operating in, and how can you elevate as an individual? So we already talked about relationships. Relationships, is that relationship worth your peace of mind? Is that relationship worth your mood changing? Is that relationship worth being angry about? Then we're talking about your clothes and the things that you invest in and the things that you look at on a daily basis. I want you to think, is it worth it? The next thing that I really want you to think about, and this brings me to the point of food. And I know that a lot of, you know, people like to eat just different foods. I know that people like to consume different foods, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, I have so many family members that are in my family, and, you know, I could ask, you know, well, mom or dad, or, you know, just ask a relative, well, what's wrong with this person? And then I would get the answer of, well, they have liver disease or kidney disease or diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or it's almost like a list of so many different ailments that people are having. And I am looking, because I'm 33 years old right now, I'll be 34 towards the end of the month. And as I am looking at the small things that my older, my elders are doing in my family, now before I begin to put a, well, I don't even eat a hamburger. I don't even remember the last time I had a hamburger. But I want you to think, are these fries worth you getting cholesterol in the long run? Because a lot of times the small minute things that we do every single day, you may not get a heart attack today, you may not have high cholesterol today, you may not be suffering from obesity today, but if you keep consuming those foods and into your diet, then eventually those things will catch up with you. So my question is it worth it? Is the fries worth you getting high cholesterol? Is the pound cake or whatever cakes that you are consuming, is it worth you getting diabetes? And then in the long run, sometimes people, the health issues will escalate where you will have to get certain parts of your body amputated. So I really don't want you to think of just this second. I know that it may taste good for this second, but how about years from now when you are sitting at the doctor's table and the doctor is telling you something that is negative about your health or about your body, but the thing about it is you didn't take the time to think, is this worth it? And I want you all to begin to think a little bit deeper, begin to be a little more conscious about your relationships, about your money, about what you put in your body, because in the long run, I don't want anyone to say that an A Rich Life listener, that years and years and years from now, where your body is deteriorating, where your body is not functioning the way that it needs to because you wasn't putting the right thing in your body. So what I want you to do is examine the next time that you have those chips, the next time that you have a soda, the next time that, you know, you have that piece of cake, the next time that you don't work out, that you don't exercise, the next time that you do not meditate throughout your day, the next time that you do not journal, I want you to ask yourself a question, is it worth it? And in the long run, the answer is no. I don't ever want you to sacrifice your health or your body or your relationships for one day because it's not worth it in the long run. So let's now begin to think in the future terms about your future self. What would your future self say to you right now? If you could see your future self 10 years from now, what would she say to you? If you could see your future self 20 years from now, what would she say to you? Would she say you've been good, you've been faithful? Would she appreciate you for the journey that you have taken your body on? Would your future self appreciate you for those investments and those relationships? Think about your future self. Think about your future body. Think about your marriage, your health, and your relationships. And I really want you to ask yourself an intuitive question of, is it worth it? So the next aspect of our life, so we already talk about the relationships. We already talk about the money. We already talk about your body. Now let's begin to talk about your soul. Now, different people have different interpretations of how they feel about religion or spirituality or whatever it is. But what I really want you all to realize here on the A Rich Life podcast, and I will continue to say this until I'm blue in the face because I am a firm believer that in order for you to elevate in any way in life, everything has to be in order. There is no way that I could talk to people about making $10,000 or $20,000 or making $1,000 or $1,500 in a week. There is no way that I could talk about money if I don't talk about your body, if I don't talk about your mindset, if I don't talk about your spiritual life, because it all works together. And I feel like, and I know within my heart, and I don't care if people agree with me or people disagree with me, this is what I believe, that there is no way that you could be, or this is my own opinion, I would take a healthy body any day over being a millionaire. I would take a healthy body any day over having money and I'm not happy. I want you to think in that aspect where your body is a part of your business. So now you are asking yourself, is it worth it? When you ask yourself, is it worth it? I want you to think about not only just your business plan, but I also want you to think about your body plan, because your body is a part of your business. And that's where people really drop the ball, because they're not teaching how, in order for you to really have a successful business, you really have to take care of your body, because your body is the best investment. Your mind, the way that you think, the way that you see and perceive the world, that is the best part of your business. And if your business isn't functioning at the level that it needs to, there is no way that you can continue to elevate, because there's always going to be a place in your life where you feel like it is stagnant if you do not get all of it together. Is every day going to be perfect? No, every day is not going to be perfect. However, if you just make these minute steps, so before you make a certain step, I want you to think, is it worth it, right? So as a lot of people go on social media, and I know social media is, you know, where you kind of just sit down, relax, and you just look at what other people are doing. But at the same time, I want you to realize that being on these social media platforms or binging and looking at TV is it really worth your time when you could have been thinking about other things to do with your time as far as your business? How can you grow your business? What additional tools or resources do you need to help you support your business? How can you learn something additional to help you generate additional streams of income? I want you to think about, is looking at the TV worth your business? Is scrolling on social media worth your time? Is things like, you know, really just, and I understand that everybody gets tired. I do understand that. But I'm asking you, if you are doing certain activities at excessive amounts of time, I want you now to be mindful. Is it worth it? Is you being on social media worth your relationships with your children, worth your relationships with your marriage, worth it? So now we are talking about, is it worth it? So I want you to begin to just think and be a lot mindful right now about the things that you are doing, because it's almost like life is, it seems like it's a little mundane, right? A little boring. It could get a little boring sometimes, because it's almost like you're doing the same thing every day. You got to cook, you got to clean, you hungry, you got to wash clothes. Oh, you got to feed the children. Oh, you got to run your business. Then you may have your full-time job. Then you may have to take your children, you know, maybe to some of the activities that they are doing. So a lot of times, you know, you just going into the cycle every single day. But as you are beginning to wake up every single morning, I want you to think, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Ask yourself this question. Is it worth it? Is it worth me missing a workout today? Is it worth me being on social media right now? Is it worth me holding resentment against my neighbor or against my husband or against my wife or against my friend? Is it worth it? And I want you to begin to just think of these things from a larger scope. Once you think of these things, do a self-evaluation a self-evaluation. You may want to evaluate yourself every night, maybe through journaling. I would say that you may want to say, hey, zero is, dang it, I ain't did nothing today. And a 10 may be, today was so excellent that I actually made great use of my time. And I want you to actually evaluate yourself and think every single day, how can I get a little bit better? How can I make a better decision? How can I spend a little more time with God? How can I be a little more present? How can I spend time in nature and feel the wind breeze against my face? How can I be a better mom, a better person, a better individual today? Because is it worth it? And I want you to begin to ask yourself these questions every single day before you do something, either positive or negative or whatever it is. I want you to say, is it worth it? Because the last thing that I want any of the listeners of A Rich Life to do is wake up one morning and say, wow, how did I get myself here? Wow, why does life feel like this? Wow, why am I so angry? Why am I so frustrated? But if you ask these questions right now, like how I said before, your future self will thank you for the sacrifices. Your future self will thank you for going on that fast, for going on that cleanse. And when I talk about going on a fast or a fast or a cleanse may be taking a fast or taking a break from social media, taking a break from meat for a week, taking a break from alcohol, taking a break from any drugs or any substances, taking a break from looking at TV, taking a break from, you know, what else? Just anything that is consuming you so much. So what I'm saying is ask yourself, is it worth it? And some of those things that you have been consuming, some of those things that have really been wrapped around your finger and you feel like it has been a crutch where you just couldn't go without having this thing, whatever that is, and you know what it is, I want you to think, is it worth it? And now that you've done your self-evaluation, now that you've seen where you are, now that you've seen who your future self is, I want you to think now, how can you get better? What are some of the things that you can do to be better? What are some of the things that you could do to increase in your finances? What are some of the things that you could do to increase in your spiritual life? How much time do you need to spend with God every day? How much time do you need to pray? How much time do you need to journal? How much time do you need to read something inspirational? How much time do you need to listen to the word of God or spiritual things that are going to help you to get to the next level? How much time in your day do you need? How much time do you need to actually prep so that you can have meals for your family or good meals for yourself and your family? How much time is that going to take you? So now, from this episode, I need you to do an evaluation on your life and on the activities that you do on a day-to-day basis and ask yourself, is it worth it? Because in the long run, I don't want you to look at your life and be in regret. I don't want you to look back at your life and say, I wish I would have done better. I don't want you to look at your life and say, I wish I would have started my business. I don't want you to look back at your life and said, I wish I would have eaten right. Because if I would have eaten right, then I wouldn't be full of diseases and ailments. I don't want you to look back and say, I wish I would have invested my money the right way, because now, you know, you may get to a place where you don't have the finances that you need, maybe for your down payment on your home. So I want you to begin to think about these things, and I want you to be mindful about the things that you are doing on a day-to-day basis, because it's not the big moves that help us to reach the next level. It's the small little changes every single day that helps us. A book that I really, really love is The Compound Effect, and I love The Slight Edge because it talks about how making these small changes can make a big difference in our lives. So think about the small, minute changes and ask yourself, is it worth it? And if your answer is yes, then proceed with whatever that is. But if the answer is no, it's not worth it. It's not worth my health. It's not worth my happiness. It's not worth my money. It's not worth my time. It's not worth it. then I want you to walk away from the situation, walk away from the thing, walk away from the food, walk away from the person, walk away from whatever that is, because it's not worth it. So in this season is a season of growth. In this season right now, I am recording this podcast in May of 2021. But whenever you are listening to it, right now is a springtime. The spring is a time for the flowers to bloom. The spring is the time for you to see the world in a different way, in a different light. A spring is a time that you may want to eat lighter, maybe eat some fruits and some vegetables or some fruit and vegetable juices to help build your immune system. So as I am talking to you all, just know that this podcast is not just about the financial part, because like how I said earlier, I would much rather have a peace of mind. I would much rather have money in my, enough money of what I need to do what I need to do. I would much rather have a body that's moving. I would much rather have a higher level of vibration or a higher, a better relationship with God. I would much rather have a better relationship with my children. I would much rather have more water or water and fruits and vegetables than I would to have $1 million and be sad or be lonely or depressed. There are situations where there are people like that. So with this podcast, I really want you all to re-examine your life, re-examine yourself. Ask yourself, what are you chasing? Are you chasing more popularity? Are you chasing to look good for people? Are you chasing to live a lifestyle that you really are not living? Are you chasing the fame or the fortune? Or are you really chasing health, wealth, a better life, better relationships? And I want you to think about, is it worth it? So thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I really appreciate you all tuning in every single week. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at arichlife.co. You can also follow me at Alicia_Richard on Instagram. Also, make sure that you visit the website at www.arichlife.co. Also, make sure that you visit us on TikTok at arichlife.co. So there are multiple places where you can find us, where we are continuing to just spread the word. Make sure that you share the podcast with someone that could really, really benefit from some of the things that we say on a weekly basis. And just know that I love and appreciate you all. Remember to leave us a 5-star rating. Then that way you could, others will begin to know about this podcast, about a weekly podcast that comes on. So remember that A Rich Life is just not about your finances, but it's about your mind, your body, your soul, and your business. In order for all of them to work the way that they need to, you just can't have a banging business without having your mind right, without having your body right, without having your relationships right. And these are things that people really need to talk about, because it's the full package that will help you to move forward. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Remember to share, rate, review, and just let us know what you are thinking. I appreciate you all for living a rich life. I'll see you all and talk to you all soon. Bye-bye. Hello, 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 and welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. In today's episode, it's going to be kind of like an up close and personal type episode, because I haven't done one like this in a while, and I really just want to make sure that I keep you all on top of kind of just what's going on behind the scenes, how's life has been going, and all of that. So really, really fast, I really had just recently had a birthday a couple days ago. Your girl turned 34 years old, and I'm like, sweet Jesus, these numbers are hitting very, very different the older that I get. So as I have been able to turn a whole nother year old, I feel like I've matured a lot. I feel like, and I know that I've matured in so many different areas of my life. At this point, I do feel like I am going to make better decisions when it comes to my life, when it comes to my finances, when it comes to my intentions. And I'll just say this right here really, really fast. I am a photographer, a lot of you all know, and I stopped doing, not stop doing photography, but literally COVID has really impacted my photography business. And during the 10 years of being a photographer, I have learned so much. But one of the main things that I've learned is how important it is to actually run a business the right way. Don't get me wrong. I know that I have been a photographer for 10 years, but I'm just going to be so transparent because I believe that people need to have a space where people are intentional, in that you'll be able to learn from my mistakes and see how you can do things better. So with me being a photographer, I started off my business when I was 24 years old. I think I was 23. I was just finishing up in college. I remember the first event that I had as a photographer was a Delta probate, and I took my camera to the probate and I just started taking pictures, and I really just, began to just take pictures from there. But as I became a photographer and as I made, like not to say that I'm bragging, but I have made like thousands of dollars within a day or in a week or in a month. And with me making the that amount of money, what happened is I learned the creative side, but I didn't learn the business side. And now that, I'm wanting to do more things like buy a house, I'm wanting to do more things like actually get an office space. You like really just wanting to do a lot of things. I didn't realize how important it is to actually have a legitimate business. So I will be talking more about like the functionalities of a business because I feel like a lot of people, do have a now open sign. However, the logistics behind it, like how much are your taxes? What do you write off? Different things like, do you want a commercial property? Are you going to rent? Are you going to sell? Where are you going to operate your business? How are you going to manage the marketing part of it? When are you going to pay your taxes? How are you going to pay your taxes? Do you have an account for your taxes? So I know that it is, like a lot of people love, that the business part of, a lot of times I would see, well, how to make $1,000, in 10 minutes, or, how to have a six-figure company. Well, what I am learning being a business owner for 10 years and actually having COVID to literally pause my photography business. And now that I do work full time, I have been able to learn so much when it comes to business, financing, accounting, and all of that. So I really will share a lot of what I've learned here on the podcast, because the last thing I want to do is have you all not to be well informed when it comes to how to operate within your business. And I know that that is so important. And with me running my business for 10 years, I literally run it like, let me see, almost like the zoo, like respectfully saying, and I'm being transparent right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people may not be as transparent as I am, but I'm letting you all know, like these are some of the mistakes that I've learned over the course of 34 years. And I've learned the importance of actually having a business and operating as a business. Because just because someone may say, hey, I have a business, that doesn't mean that they're running it right. That doesn't mean that they're running it properly. And I really want us, especially as African American women, to really just learn how to dive deep into our finances, look at those subscriptions, right? So with me turning 34, when I would look at my bank account, I would saw like certain numbers and I'm like, wait a minute, where did this money go? Or, why do I have this subscription program? And really from here on out with the podcast, I know that it is my job to be way more intentional about the content that I put out because you all value this podcast, what I say, how it's going. Although I may not know every single person that's listening to the podcast, however, I know that someone is listening. So, different things that I've learned is really about like business, accounting, financing, how to do your taxes, what things that to write off on your taxes, how to really have a legitimate business. I've learned a lot about the importance of separating like your income and your taxes. So it's so many different things that I've learned in that area. The next thing that I would say that I have learned, throughout my 34 years, I guess this is like, up close and personal update. I really learned the importance of really taking care of my body. Now, I know that I have said this on a podcast a lot, and I will say this until I am blue in the face. But in order for you all to really have a functioning business, you have to take care of your body. There is no way that you can run your business and you're not taking care of your body. There's no way that you can run your business and you're not being healthy. You're not eating your fruits and your vegetables. And I mean, you probably can run your business that way. However, somewhere down the line, your body is going to tell you, wait a minute, girl or guy, you have not been taking care of me. So now it's time to get diabetes. Now it's time to get high blood pressure. Now it's time, you know, and just like learning about my health and knowing that my health is wealth. So for me, on my own personal journey, I will take a healthy body any day over millions of dollars. Now, quick thing. Do I want to be rich? Of course, we all want to be rich. However, the way that I am looking at things from a 34-year-old perspective, I know that I am going to take care of my body. So I want you to think about what are some of the things that you can do on a day-to-day basis that is actually going to help you to take care of your body. Because the last thing I would want for myself or for anybody is to make hundreds and thousands of dollars, but you're still not healthy. You're still not well. You're still not, you know, like functioning the way that you need to. So I'll let you all know a little bit of some of the things that I have been doing that has really helped me. So lately, I have been fasting. Lately, I have been fasting, and I've been fasting for quite a few things. A couple weeks I've or maybe like 5 days or something like that, I fasted from social media. I really felt like I wanted to be led by God, and I feel like I really wanted God to speak to me more clearly so that I could be guided in everything that I do. So fasting from social media has really helped me to spend more time with God. It has really helped me to really focus a little more on my intentions, what I wanted to do, and how I wanted really the direction of my life to go. And I will honestly say that fasting has really helped because I felt like it has brought me closer to God. So fasting, I fasted from social media. I also have fasted from meat, like certain meats. So I have not had no chicken, no bacon, no ham. I haven't had any of that, like none of that within the past month and a half. However, I would say that lately I have adopted like the pescatarian lifestyle. So normally I have like salmon. If I do decide to eat seafood, I'll eat like salmon. Because I love salmon, I love shrimp, and then I do love my crabs, of course, you know, I love my crabs. So those are basically the three different meats that I have been consuming and only those things. And if I haven't had those meats, then I was just doing like just a salad or my other choice would have been like fruits and vegetables. I've also been like doing a whole bunch of juicing. OMG, do I love to juice. So I normally would juice like my different fruits and my vegetables together. I juice everything. Like I love juicing. Juicing has become a part of my daily routine because when I have been fasting, like when I fasted and when I did my juices, oh Lord, y'all, my life changed. My life changed. And it changed for the better because I felt a different energy. Like letting go of chicken, letting go of hamburgers, letting go of foods that wasn't serving me has really helped my level of awareness. I really feel and know that I am a lot more conscious. I feel like lighter. I feel lighter. I feel so much lighter and I feel happy. And it's one of these songs that is like, this joy that I have, you know, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. And then you know how sometimes they be like, nobody but Jesus, right? So I have been feeling like such a happiness, such a joy, such an appreciation of love lately. And that's because I know that it comes from fasting. And when I was fasting, my thing of praying is journaling. Like I really like to journal a lot. Journaling has been, oh Lord, Journaling is my everything. I totally love to journal. So journaling has really helped me not to just, manifest my dreams, but to put my thoughts on paper. So with a combination of like journaling, just giving thanks, changing the way that I eat, I have kind of slacked up when it came to workouts just a little bit, only because I don't know, I kind of just fell off when it came to my workout. So now I'm just like, instead of me doing like that 5 to 7 days a week, it kind of went down to like 3 days a week. So I really have been focusing on like picking it back up. And I know that fasting has made a difference. So I noticed that in my body, if I am like fasting, so this is what I've noticed, and I'm sure that you can notice it as well. When I started to fast from social media, fast from meat, I did like decrease my number of carbs. So when I started my fasting, when I started to work out on a regular basis, and when I started to, let me see, fast, well, oh, and pray, like manifest, praying, visualization, stuff like that, my energy level went to the roof. Like literally to the roof. I could feel myself happy. And I'm like, where is this happiness coming from? Like, why do I feel so good? So I know that that happiness, that joy, feeling light, I know that it came from me eating better. I know that it did. And so when I started to change and go back, well, I never went back to like the chicken and all of that, because I know that I'm going to stick with pescatarian, right? Well, pescatarian, period. Eventually my goal is to, go and do, just fruits and vegetables, and that's it, like a full vegan lifestyle. However, right now it's pescatarian and I'm fine with that. So I know that my energy levels and all of that has changed since I have been eating better. So think about how can you eat, or what can you do to change your life? What are some of the habits that you can adopt to change your life? Do you need to cut things out from your diet? Do you need to cut certain people out from your life? Do you need to pause on having certain conversations with people? Like, think about some of the things that you could do as an individual that is going to help you change. And honestly, I am glad that I stopped some of the things that I was doing, because it made me realize, wow, this is life. This is life. This is life. Eating healthy, working out, fasting, journaling, this is life. So, oh, and another thing that I fasted from too, and I am going to be honest, I fasted from alcohol. So I look, I'm gonna be honest. Like I would have like a cocktail, like some wine. Sometimes things honestly got to the point where I was drinking like heavy. For real, like heavy, like alcohol consumption, where I would take like a lot of drink, like a lot of alcohol at night, like once the kids were in bed or whatever. And just kind of just like, dang, I really went to through a point where the alcohol consumption was a lot, and so much until, it was just so much. I'm not even gonna lie. I drank a lot of alcohol. And I got to the place where I was like, you know what? I really want to change my life. I really want things to be better. I want to be better. I want to operate in a more positive headspace. So I started fasting from alcohol as well. And I believe I fasted from alcohol more than once. It was like, 1 week here, another week there. Like I really slowed down my consumption from like my like 100%, and your girl went down to like 10%, because I felt like I didn't want anything to hinder me from my growth. And like I've been learning a lot about like the vibrational levels and operating on a certain vibration, and how important it is to, let go of certain things, certain foods, certain people, certain energies. And when I started to change my energy, when I started to stop drinking alcohol, when I stopped eating meats, eating carbs, really working out and really consuming my fruits and vegetables, I noticed there was a very, very big change. So once I felt that feeling, I was like, oh, I like this feeling. And now that I am at this place, not to say that I'll never, drink alcohol again, I will, but it won't be to the level where it was. Because now instead of me, like turning to alcohol because, you know, some of those nights I felt stressed. Some of those nights, not to give me no excuse, but I'm just saying, you know, some of those nights I felt stressed. I felt lonely, you know, like I'm a coach's wife and my husband is gone a lot of the times. So, you know, like just sometimes having a feeling of not being at the place where I feel like I need to be. So a lot of times people cope for different reasons and they may use alcohol or whatever. So mine was alcohol. So you know, just using that for certain reasons. A lot of times I feel like, you know, I wanted a friend or I miss having friends. So you know what? I can't have a friend. So, you know, I'm just gonna drink. You know what I'm saying? So now that I have turned my life around. So now that I have legitimately like turned, you know, from some of the things that I've been doing, I've felt such a presence that was different. And I do thank God for growth. And maybe it was a reason that, you know, I haven't done a podcast for a few weeks, but during that time, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been, you know, relying on God just for certain things. And I want you all to do that in your life as well. What are some of the things that you can fast for? You know, I also fasted for my podcast as well. And my prayers was, you know, God, I've been doing this. Now I ask you to bless it. I ask you to put your stamp of approval on it. God, I thank you for elevation. God, I thank you for the people that do take the time to listen. So not only did I fast from, you know, social media or alcohol or foods, but I also fasted for my podcast and for our podcast. So I've been doing a whole lot when it comes to that area of really just placing my faith in God, not to say, you know, like you gotta be whatever religion. I'm just saying, like, this is, you know, a part of my journey. So in this 34 years, I have learned just so much. I've learned, you know, what addiction is, what addiction looks like, and how to really fast so that you can, you know, like just purge your body and your mind, you know, from some of those things. During this journey, let's see. I've also have been embracing just in enjoying where I am right now. And where I am is pretty good. Like right now, honestly, to be honest, like I am making, and I'm not bragging, but I am making the most money that I've ever made in my life. Okay? Like that I've ever made. So right now, with me having a full-time job, which is fine, and with me having a photography business, which is fine, my income has really went up like a lot. So right now in this place, when it is time for me to become a full-time photographer again, I could literally tell people I know how it is to work a 9-to-5 job, to have a full-time side hustle, to have a husband, to have kids, to have to cook, to have to clean, to have to take people from baseball practice. Like I know, working out, trying to eat healthy. These are some of the things that I could literally say that I know how to do. So, is it easy? No, it's not easy. But I feel like right now, you know, in my years, I am going at a fast pace and I'm fine with it. I'm fine with going at a fast pace, but right now I'm like I'm really in a space where I want to slow down a little bit so that I could do more things that bring me joy. And what brings me the most ultimate joy is this podcast. I love coming on this podcast. When life was, you know, different pre-COVID, I loved coming on here every week because I never skipped a week. But I know that right now in this season, I have to transition to do so like different things. However, I ain't going nowhere from this podcast because I love it. So, last but never least, this podcast, the format of the podcast is going to change. I am definitely moving in the direction of incorporating what I know is good for the podcast. So the next time that you do see another episode, you will notice that the format is going to change. Basically, the format, some of the things that I'm saying that are being said. Like I know that with the podcast, it's mind, body, soul, and business. So I am definitely going to incorporate those things that I truly believe in because I know that it takes a total package. And I say this a lot, but there is no way that I could come on this podcast and just teach you about business and not tell you about the affirmations that is going to keep you encouraged while running your business. There's no way that I could tell you anything else about business if I don't say, girl, make sure you go walk outside. Make sure you meditate. Make sure you journal. Make sure you pray. Make sure that you do a workout for 30 minutes. Like, I can't tell you that. And I feel like right now in this season of my life that I am being held responsible for what is being said and presented on this podcast. So I have to tell you, you got to take care of your body. That's no option. Like, I have to. So I know that God has given me this vision, or the universe or whatever you want to call it, has given me this vision, and I have to do it. The word has to be shared. And I am fine with the 80-something, 90-something, maybe 100-something people that listen to me every time I drop an episode. Thank you all so much for being loyal. So the other thing is, that is basically all of my updates. I will be married. My husband and I will be celebrating an anniversary next month in June, and we'll be married for 11 years. So that has definitely been a journey. Let's see what else has been kind of just new. Basically, eating my fruits and my vegetables. Like, I've really been focused on my health and my body. Oh, I cannot leave this out. I noticed such a big change in the health of my gut, my stomach, my belly. Not to say that I have a flat stomach. However, I've noticed a significant change in my belly fat, like around my midsection. And I know that that change has came from me cutting out certain foods. That I do know. So like carbs, a lot of starches, stuff like that, salt. However, there were a couple of days where I wanted to go and eat, you know, like sunflower seeds or some potato chips or something. But I make sure that I do certain things in moderation. Like, I never want to go back to doing things where, you know, it's like 100%. No. I'm going to do things in moderation, you know, like eat sunflower seeds if I have to, maybe like once a week. If I do decide to eat rice or carbs, once a week, twice a week. If I do decide that I want to eat chocolate chip cookies, because I love the chocolate chip cookies, I'm going to do that like twice a week or something. But it's never going to be like every day. So we have to practice moderation in addition to consistency. And when we really do focus on getting that rhythm, then things will change. So yeah, so those are some of the updates. I still have been working out to some of the same people. One of the newer workouts on YouTube, so grab your pens and your papers out, or take your notebook or your notes screens out or something on your phone. But Sydney Cummings, I haven't been doing her as often, although I started off with her on YouTube. I really love Healthy Fit with Ty. I also love the Trap Cardio on YouTube. It's another lady that I work out to all the time. It's like Anna Annie or something like that. And I have increased the things that I have in my home gym, low key. So I already do have weights. However, I got me like I think they call it the step deck. So I got like the step deck. I've been doing step workouts. I bought some things to stretch my body with, because I noticed that as I get older, sometimes my joints and stuff feel like they are a little tight. So I am working on, you know, like making sure that I stretch throughout the day so that I can begin or still move my body as if I am 19 years old. So those are some of the things. I totally love YouTube. I go to YouTube all the time. The other thing that I have really been trying to do as well is to also make sure that I get some fresh air. So I've been, you know, walking outside. I've done a few jogs and stuff outside. Really, really just connecting with nature and really making that connection so that, you know, life could just be better. So yeah, so those are some of the things. A quick update. I just wanted to tell you all that I love you all. I appreciate you all. Please make sure that y'all follow us. You know, I have kind of slacked up on TikTok and stuff like that. However, with this being a new month, I really want to make sure that I hold myself accountable and make sure that I am here for you all, because I know that some person, somebody, if it's not just one person, someone relies on these episodes to keep them encouraged. And as long as I have at least one person, and that one person, girl, I want you to tell your friend, I want you to screenshot and tell somebody else. But we all have a testimony, we all have a story, we all have a business idea. So let's begin to get these things out into the world and begin to manifest them. Once again, I am Alicia Richard. Thank you so much for listening to my voice and listening to the podcast. And I will talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye.